Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get another weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance. You don't need a trolley. You don't. All right. How are you supposed to do a weather update while you got your mouth full? Ridiculous, dude. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Multitasking, that's what that's
called. You know who could do that? The 16-time world champion, Ric Flair.
Woo!
He could do that with two ladies on his arm and a belt. And a big belt.
Woo! It's sunny out here! The winds are coming out of the west.
Woo!
If you live out east, you got a beautiful day. If you're living out to the west, here it comes. Winds are coming at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, and it's about 85 degrees.
You didn't woo.
Yeah, woo.
Woo!
There you go.
That's your weather. I ain't seen a damn plane in a minute. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it Spirit?
I ain't seen a plane in a minute.
All right. There you go. That's your weather update, everybody. Appreciate you there, Stone Toes Steve Austin. Hey, don't get so mad. Somebody called me Thick Flair.
Fair's fair. Let's see. Leroy sounds more like the Junkyard Dog than Flair. Yeah, because Junkyard Dog was tougher.
What are you trying to say? Even though JYD was tougher, the Nature Boy wasn't tough? You trying to say the Nature Boy wasn't tough?
I didn't say that.
You know how hard it is?
That's not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth.
What did you say?
I didn't say
what did
that
say?
He wasn't tough. I said I think Junkyard Dog was tougher.
Than Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Interesting. Crazy.
Shut up.
Wild. Anyway, headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. When you go to the beach for a little solcito and when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai.
Are we doing that all May?
Yes, because it's Pricito Day.
No way.
Day?
No, I'm not saying it.
It's Pricito de Mayo because it's, you know what Mayo is.
Hey.
Mayo is May.
You got a problem with it?
No, it's my
Pricito. It's not mayo. It's mayo.
Yeah. Prices all month. Pricitos. De mayo.
Yeah.
Marlins.
Don't give me no Pricito on my birthday.
I won't give you a Pricito on your birthday.
I want the full.
Dude, you have trolleys in your beard right now.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Let me see.
Yeah, you do. You have housed down.
Let me see.
Jennifer, look at that thing. You see that yellow that's just in the beard? Jennifer's potted down.
Oh, no. No, no, no. You know that?
Dude?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
It's some of the egg juice.
Oh, my God. You still got that egg squirt?
Are you kidding me?
Jesus, man.
You got yolk in your beard?
Oh, my God.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That is so.
Hey, yo.
What's wrong with you?
Minus one.
By the way, Joel Embiid's out for game 2.
Get him.
What?
Get him.
For what? What'd I do?
Didn't we just have that conversation?
It was off the air.
Oh, okay.
You're shook today. Now look at him. He's looking in the mirror right now because he's still trying to find you if they have any more.
Oh,
I got
my
it.
Goodness.
Why you didn't tell me?
He did. I literally just told you.
No,
what do you mean?
Just now.
That's why I thought it was gummies because it just popped up.
What's a gummy stuck in their beard?
I don't know if it was eggs.
Who? You. Who houses candy? All show. And I was wondering, it was a bright yellow in your sea of gray. And I'm like, that's a little odd. I thought you chewed off a piece of gummy that dropped in there. I thought you took care of all the egg because I saw egg on your shirt to start the show. You explained. And by the way, those were very orange. So I was like, oh, they got some nice organic Davy eggs. So I was trying to figure out what the hell. That's why I was confused. I don't think that was egg. I think you ate trolley and it fell in your beard.
No.
Davy eggs is crazy.
You're telling me you think I would have seen you all show with that and I wouldn't have noticed?
Okay, then I take it back. Maybe it was a
It was trolley, dude.
No, it wasn't.
You have eaten
trolleys don't stick.
Leroy,
I'm not going to miss my mouth with a
You
trolley.
Got a beard porch that's going on out there. That thing is sticking out there. Like, look at that. That
why
is...
do you keep doing it, though?
Yeah, because there's only one left.
Stop stroking your beard, okay?
That's so wrong.
Second of all,
hey, yo.
Stop doing that. And second of all, it's out there like a little trapeze net.
Somebody who can't grow hair won't
like
wouldn't
dealing
be able to
with
appreciate
a child
this.
Right now.
Why would I want hair if I have trolleys all in them?
That's a good reason why not to have hair.
I could have hair. I just choose not to. The point is, you have cancer.
Listen, that's a week worth of hair right now.
This is this morning.
Stop deflecting. You're deflecting.
I'm telling you right now, your candy consumption is out of control.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, dude.
You should have wooed.
And you're not accountable. That's the thing. You get mad at Ric Flair. All he wants is Luka to be accountable. You have no accountability.
Facts.
You can't even deny it.
What the?
Who sent us that?
Was it Jay Gatto again?
Hey, first of all, let me just say this. There ain't no way. That old ass man right there.
Put you in that figure four is lights out for you.
Okay.
Lights out.
Okay. Nobody ever gets out of the figure four.
None.
You can't go anywhere.
You know what? I'm going to do the old wrestling thing.
What old wrestling?
Reach for my people.
What people?
That give me the strength.
The Hulkamania power?
You know
what, the Publix Maniacs
they
power?
They all do it.
Let me tell you something, Butcher.
Let me tell you something, Reese. Leroy, the diabetes. No, I don't have diabetes, dude.
You're the diabetes dodger. That's what he's calling you. You dodge diabetes.
It's only because half the candy you're consuming falls in your beard.
You're like the Santa Claus of candy.
I'm also confused. Like, in the picture, there's like, it looks like you peed yourself.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Not
yet. A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's some spots.
There's spots everywhere.
Took you right off the golf course.
Oh, my God. And just... threw you down. It worked on the leg.
Or the deli.
Marlins are back in action tonight. They're taking on the Orioles. They've lost three straight, four out of five. Not awesome. They will get going tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch. Eury Pérez is on the hill for the Marlins. Liam Hicks went deep yesterday. He's been awesome. Won me some money yesterday. Kind of want to feel like I should bet on him again. I don't know.
I mean, you think you can just keep... riding it.
I'm not going to go home run, but maybe I'll go like
a couple hits
for him. God, he's always on base. Always makes things happen.
And here, can I just say this? Until further notice, no more bets on pitchers.
I think you're right.
Because you can't figure out, even if the pitcher's pitching good, you don't know if he's going to get the old hook.
Let's see. Is Trevor Rogers pitching? No.
Young pitching.
Oh. Max Meyer is going tomorrow against Maury Povich.
Maury Povich.
Really?
I don't know. His name is Povich.
Ka-chung.
Isn't he married to the...
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung, yeah.
His name is Cade Povich.
By the way, you know, that it was basically her name every time his show was coming on. That theme? Ka-chung. That was her name.
I saw yesterday, speaking of daytime TV, I saw Bruce Sherman there yesterday. Jeff Conine was sitting behind him. When's he bringing Judge Judy to a game? Aren't they cousins? When's Judge Judy coming? You know? I want to see her.
Dude.
That will never not
Please,
be weird to me.
That's
strange.
So weird. Like, dude.
All rise.
Your past is Judge Judy.
What? Yeah.
Also, he's basing this off of a picture that was enhanced. Like, there's no way she looked the way she
Judge
did
Booty.
In that picture. She was not Judge Booty.
I'm just saying.
How old is Judge? She's got to be 85, 90?
Let's see.
Judge Judy.
The hood loves Judge Judy.
She, like, what?
Because she's sassy. She's sassy to me. Yeah,
so she is.
83.
Scorpio. I know what that
Stop
means.
Stop it. You're being weird. You're making me so weird.
Dude.
What?
Do Minus you know, one. When she really was in her prime, you weren't even born.
Who's to say when her prime is? Her prime was after school.
You can't tell a woman when her prime was.
That's right. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
When she was in her prime, you were still in diapers.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
How can you say that?
I'm just saying.
I've watching Judge Judy for decades. She was still in her prime. She used to be at a Marlins game, though. First pitch.
She might want to throw some of these players. How's she
going to care to?
That's Glenn Gowles.
She might want to throw some of these players in jail for some of their performances, man. Oh, come on, man.
You're making it so weird. Minus one.
Put the gavel down. What's this, Animal Farm? What's going on here?
You're out of order. Hey, we gotta take a break, huh?
Really?
Please.
More to come. We're back after this.
Get money, punk. Get money. Get money.
Want to let you guys know WQM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall returns this Friday. Talk Sports Unfiltered with our on-air host at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits. And be kind. If you see Leroy and he's got a gummy worm in his beard, let him know.
Hey, there's so many more words to this song that they don't even say.
Got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
We'll be at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk starting at 6 p.m. And we got some special guests. The Heat's Davion Mitchell is going to be there. Bernie is going to be there.
Should I bring my dominoes? Dancers
are going to be there. Dude, do whatever you want, dude. I'm not going to.
I'm bringing my dominoes.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
If y'all want action, I'm bringing my dominoes.
You guys can enjoy a nice scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate. The event is free. Just stop by. Get all the info now at WQAM.com. You must be 21 or older. And we'll see you 6 p.m. Friday at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall. Four brands, one location, local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. So looking forward to that. Tonight, you got game two between the Sixers and Knicks. As Vlad said, no Joel Embiid tonight. He is out, ankle and hip injury.
And feelings.
What?
Hurt feelings. What's wrong with him? Man, we were just starting to feel halfway decent about you in these playoffs, and then you pull a Joel Embiid.
Yeah, that's what he does. Things really do. Like, you always think, oh, the regular occurrence is not going to happen this time around, but it's May, and these are the things that happen in May. The Kentucky Derby, a big boxing match, James Harden stinking up the joint, and Joel Embiid getting hurt.
Ooh.
Those are things that just occur. They're traditions.
I mean, the Masters.
That's in April.
I know, but I'm just saying.
That's a tradition.
First of all, he doesn't make it this far normally.
Who?
Joel Embiid.
No, this is his cap. Second round.
Second round.
That's where he comes. And then he's always in and out. Mm-hmm. Remember when they played when the Heat played him? It was game three. He came back. I think that was the face with the mask. He came back. He did that. I remember he did that against the Heat in 2018, dude. We're going back to 2018. By the way, happy birthday to Goran Dragic. Should say, friend of the show. We love Gogi.
Really?
Yeah, it's his birthday. Yeah. But do you remember that series? That was the series where I lost the bet.
Yeah.
That was the series where I lost the bet to Tim Watts, Australian Member of Parliament, who besmirched Goran Dragic's name on the Parliament floor of Australia, and. That I believe that series as well. Joel Embiid missed like the first two games of that series.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, has the mask on. You remember Justice Winslow stepped on his mask? Justice Winslow's approval was never higher with Heat fans than what he did in that Sixer series. They was like, oh, he's got that dog in him. We love Justice Winslow. Stepping on his mask. Ben Simmons was still good. He was.
No.
He was. I don't know what happened. I mean, I know what happened, but.
That dude right there, he is something like.
I think he's a professional fisher now.
He ran around. I can't believe how much he ran around and was tall, but never did nothing with the basketball.
Nope.
When he got to the NBA.
Nothing. Is he down here? I feel like he's always down
here.
He
even got an extension.
I just see him doing a commercial with, what's her name?
Who's he doing a commercial with?
What's the comedian? Tiffany Haddish?
He is?
Yeah. They got like something that's going on. Mm. It's like a running. It's like it's almost like he's making fun of himself and some of the stuff that the narrative about him being afraid to shoot.
Eh, jokes. So
they're making.
Yeah, well, that's why he's not a professional hunter.
No.
It's like, ah, I could just sit right here out in the ocean with my thoughts. Probably got a nice ass boat, right? He took the Sixers for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Nets. Never ended up down here, even though he was always working out at UM. But yeah, man. That's...
Was he working out? Because how does a basketball player work out without shooting?
I don't know. Well, we'd always get that's a summer tradition. We'd always get the
oh, he's shooting.
The shooting threes.
Who's had the best mixtape?
He's one of them.
Is Ben Simmons or is it Odell catching the one-handed catch?
Oh, man. Yeah, Odell's getting ready. He's getting. Didn't he work out with the Giants? Did he sign with them? What happened?
He
signed
with them. He just worked out for them.
He just worked out for them, yeah. So nothing ever came of it.
Oh, just recently? Mm-mm. Okay.
This happened like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Like 1-2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Dade South is right. We haven't. Dade South is right. He said, oh, no. Ted Turner died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did die. You know who he used to pay?
He was.
Jane Fonda,
yeah.
No, I said who used to pay?
Who?
Ric Flair.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He owned WCW.
Yep.
He challenged Vince McMahon.
Schmeathen says, oh my God.
What happened?
This Nature Boy versus Weather Boy.
They keep sending me things.
I got jokes.
Yeah. Hey,
everybody want jokes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you guys are hugging.
I don't think. All right. I'm not going to. I shouldn't have to tell people.
I would. JFig. I just read your note.
Yeah, JFig, what did you read?
Oh, no. I was on Twitter because I was looking at the pictures that they were tagging me on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I saw was that there's more to this scandal of.
The Russini scandal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So. It says, I don't know if we can trust this source, though. It's Football Crave. It's
Football Crave?
Football Crave.
I mean, listen, we've cited it.
No, you get mad at me, but your ass
says chase. That Diana Rossini's husband has demanded a DNA test for the kids, Michael and Joey.
His kids?
Damn, both kids?
Wait. His kid is named Mike.
Yeah. Which is the reason why I would do that.
Just because it's Mike, you got to check.
I agree with
exactly.
that.
Not only right? that, but not only that.
Which is why I feel like that's a believable those pictures that you thing saw, to...
The pictures you saw them on at that bar was 2020.
Yeah, it was 6 years ago.
Right. They mm-hmm. got married in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. you're still having dalliances with your side piece in the year that we're getting married. There's a good chance, and my child, the child that we claim to have together, is 5.
I haven't seen anything on the DNA test, but I did see there's like a story in the Daily Mail of citing sources about the Russini thing that he is feeling heartbroken, emasculated, pushed to the side, and that she's not handling things well because she really did love Mike Vrabel, and you know that's not happening. But I don't know if that you know it's. The craziness with that story never ceases to exist.
There's no craziness.
No.
Two people got caught, right? Y'all hurt two other people.
I think the thing that made it extra was the montages that people had of her just busting on the husband on TV.
Right.
And like, oh, they have one of those cute relationships where they're friends, but you know, that's cute when you don't have, you know, a scandal of bumping uglies with the Patriots head coach for 6 years.
Think about this. Okay. Her first son's name is Mike.
It's a nice name.
Not if your side piece name is Mike.
It's a common name, but come on.
Not if your side piece name is Mike.
You have to.
Right.
What if he wanted to name it Mike? Like, what if Mike's... No, hear me out, hear me out. What if
then he wouldn't do that.
Well, a lot of...
He wouldn't be questioning
a lot
it
of, right. A lot of fathers will get, you know, the say on the name. Like, maybe he
Correct.
Has a dad named Mike, and he's like...
Correct.
He's
like, oh. I had a say on what my daughter's name
right.
would be.
Right, so who's to say that he didn't want to name the kid Mike, and she's like, oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know the... business that both people are in.
Mm-hmm.
You know the communication and the level of communication they have on a daily basis. If just, I know you just out of petty.
Mm-hmm.
If D said, oh, let's name him Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, probably not. But I would feel like if it was his idea, she would have to throw something in there where it would be like, throw the grenade.
His out. Idea?
If Mike was his idea.
No!
She would have to cover her tracks better.
He didn't decide that. I'm telling you right now. He didn't pick
that. That's crazy. That's a real, well, that, if that's the case, that's a real sickness. No, I'm telling you. Like, if that is the case, and we're obviously very much in the wild west of speculation here. But if that is true that she did that, that's a crazy sickness to
that
do
she named
like that. That she named, yeah, after her side piece.
I mean,
or maybe the love of her life.
What if?
Or maybe the love of her life.
Or if it's him, yeah, that's sickness.
Well, wait a minute.
No, it's not.
It is.
She's sick. Let me tell you,
that's a sickness.
Side piece shouldn't ask her man what sports his wife is good at. The wife is good at, and asking questions about the wife.
Yeah.
When you know that, you know, you're canoodling with each other.
That's that was just something.
And then it's on video. That's
but you get away with something. Here's the thing. You get away with it for 6 years. You're never caught. And like some.
Started slacking on your
pippin. Some randos catch you. Because apparently it wasn't an investigator. Apparently these were people at a resort. Guy likes Mike Vrabel. Didn't know who the person was that he was with. And sold these picks.
Slacking. That's slacking on your pimping, baby.
Get cocky.
You got cocky. You got, yep. you felt like, oh, everything's good. I mean, once you start throwing a rival party.
Yep.
In the pool, just so that you could be close to the person you want to be with.
I can't.
Well, here's where, when you go 200 miles away for the exclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it ain't that type of exclusive.
Yes, that's vacation. Because
you're going to a.
That's vacation.
Right, exactly.
I got to tell you, I can't wait for the tailgate parties this year. Oh my God, they're going to be funny. Woo! Just what the rival fans are going to do.
I have a question. Will he be the coach at the start of the season?
Oh yeah. What did he do?
I think it would have happened already.
You think?
Yeah. Unless he bows out.
That owner can't fire him.
And the problem is, we still need to, we don't know if she's not going to break her silence or not, if there's going to be an NDA, something like this.
What if they find out that?
Well, if it's the love child, yeah, he can't coach.
What do you mean he can't coach?
He can't coach.
What do you mean?
He can't coach.
He can't coach.
Can't have baby mama drama.
You could have. Are you serious? You played in the league. You know how much my baby mama drama goes along.
Hey,
come on, man.
I had many of people waiting outside the gate.
A man who has no baby drama, mama drama, is the Hockey Hornet. Not. Only horny for hockey.
Minus one.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
You call him the horny hockey? The horny hockey, what you say?
The what?
The horny hockey. He says, say no.
I really hope he hears this.
You know that's the name of the hour now.
David Dwork joins us next.